Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a privilege to be able to share God's word with you for my devotion this evening. The title of my devotion is Abiding in Our Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture text is taken from the book of John, John chapter 15, verses 4 to 5. Let's read from John 15, 4 to 5. In John 15, 4 to 5, our Lord Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." The teaching by our Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples from John 15 was at the close of the Last Supper and near the time of his crucifixion. In my devotion on John 15, 4 to 5, I find the teaching by our Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples pertinent and very precious to us today in every moment of our lives. I have two learning points in my devotion, and I would like to share them with you. The first learning point is, abiding in our Lord Jesus Christ enable us to bear fruit. Abiding in our Lord Jesus Christ enables us to bear fruit. Our Lord Jesus Christ uses the analogy of a vine and branches connected to the vine to teach us this point. This is a picture showing the different part of a vine, where we can see the vine, the one in black, that comes up from the ground, and the branches connected to the vine is green in this picture, and the fruits, which are the grapes, in purple color. So you can see that the green color branch is connected to the vine, and from the vine, from the branches, the fruits grow from the branches. I also have a photograph showing a vine with connecting branches and the fruits. This was taken in a covered vineyard, and again we can see the vine growing out from the ground vertically and spreading itself horizontally. They are the thicker in structure. And if you look at the connection of the branches to the vine, you will see that the branches are thinner in structure. And you also see two plastic bags there. Actually, they are the bags to cover the grapes so that the insects will not attack them. So this picture also shows us clearly that the branches are connected firmly to the vine, allowing it to draw nutrients, water, and all the necessary elements to enable it to produce the fruit, which is the grapes. So this is what our Lord Jesus Christ uses to teach his disciples then, and also to teach us now. I think the most important or most significant part of the vine in this picture is the connection of the branches to the vine. The vine supplies the essence and nutrients to the connecting branches. Whatever essence or nutrients flowing through the vine will flow through the connecting branches and nourish them, enabling them to produce the fruits. Every branch that is correctly attached to the vine will be able to receive and draw nutrients fully and continuously from the vine to bear fruit unless the branches are defective. This illustration of branches connecting to the vine to grow and bear fruit helps us understand why it is so necessary and so important for us to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may bear fruit. In John 15:4, we read, "Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, No more can he, except he abide in me. In this verse, Jesus used the word abide 3 times. If our Lord used this word abide 3 times within this verse, it must be something important that he wants us to know and to understand. Abiding in Christ means receiving him into our lives and trusting in his word. It is believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is having our Lord Jesus Christ and all that God is for us in Christ in our lives. This is indeed an awesome privilege of being a Christian, to have this possibility of having a close and personal relationship, a close union with our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. In John 15 verse 5, we read, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. In this verse, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us that except we abide in him, that is, stay connected with him, we cannot bear fruit. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a source of life for us. We are believers and we are totally and completely dependent on him to enable us to bear fruit. The word of God teaches us what is the fruit that Jesus is referring to in John 15, 4 to 5. In Galatians 5:22-23, we read, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. By abiding in Christ, we can bear the fruit of the Spirit. Abiding means that we can produce the fruit of the Spirit by ourselves. But by abiding in Christ, the characteristic of Christ is produced through us. Connecting to Christ will enable us to produce the fruit in our lives in the likeness of Christ, in the likeness of the character of Christ. In Matthew 5:14-16, we read, ye are the light of the world. A city is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see you and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. In this way, we will be able to be living testimonies for Christ in every moment of our lives and be witnesses for Christ in the work of the gospel. Abiding in Christ will enable us to be a light to the world, to shine for him. In John 5:7, we read, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Our Lord Jesus teaches us that it's only when we abide in him and his word abide in us, that whatever we ask, we will ask in accordance with his will, and our Lord will answer us. Abiding in our Lord Jesus Christ enable us to bear fruit through our prayers. In John 15 verse 1, our Lord Jesus said, I am the true vine. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the true vine. And it's only through abiding in our Lord Jesus Christ that we will receive the continuous flow and supply of nutrients to enable us to bear fruit. As children of God, we are amazingly and truly privileged to be like branches, securely and effectively attached to a true vine to bear fruit. My second learning point is our fruitfulness glorifies God. Our fruitfulness glorifies God. In John 15 verse 8, we read, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Our Lord Jesus teaches us that as we abide in him and bear much fruit, God is glorified, testifying that we are his disciples. And in John 15, verses 1 to 2, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us about how God will make us more fruitful for his glory. In John 15, 1 to 2, Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit." In John 15, 1, we have the analogy of God as a gardener, tenderly caring for the vine in the vineyard. And in John 15, verse 2, we read that for every branch that bears fruit, God purchases it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Our God loves and cares for us, that he purchases us to make us more fruitful. When God purchases a branch, he prunes it and cuts it to shape the character of the branch, to make the branch more fruitful. But because the purging involves cutting the branch, it will hurt and it will be painful. But God knows our hearts, and he knows our struggles with our sinful hearts' desires. And he wants us to change our hearts' desires to have a heart for him, to help us to change, to be more fruitful, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, to be refined to the likeness of the character of Christ in our lives. God, in his loving providences, will discipline us. And in the refining process by God, we may face many painful trials and difficulties in various circumstances and situations in our lives. But it's only through this refining process by God in us that we will become more and more fruitful for his glory. While I was doing my devotion on John 15, verse 4 to 5, I recall an incident I had with my mom. I would like to share this incident with you. It happened in early January and was over a telephone conversation with her. My mom is 84 years old and she suffered a mild stroke 3 years ago. I thank the Lord for healing her and strengthening her each day. But because of the stroke, she has become less mobile and less confident of herself. She needs a helper to help her to do most of her chores at home. And when she goes out for a walk, she will have to depend on the trolley for support to walk from place to place. My mom stays in Bishan, and she has a friend who lives across the road from her about 500 meters away. On the day of the telephone call, my mom went to visit this friend of hers. My mom was to call me when she is ready to leave her friend's house so that I could go to fetch her back. But when I received her call, I was surprised to know that she had already returned home by herself. In our telephone conversation, she told me that she had just returned home by walking back from a friend's house. My mom told me that when she started to walk back home, she walked in the wrong direction and had to turn back. So when she finally reached home, she related to me that she was drenched with sweat and was panting. Now, when I heard that, my immediate reaction was one of anger. I told her in a harsh manner that what she did was foolish and unwise. To walk back and to cross the main road, and should have waited for me to fetch her back. In my heart, I love my mom, and I wanted her to know that it's so foolish and dangerous to cross the road to reach home. I was angry with her for not contacting me and wait for me to drive there and fetch her home. But my mannerism and tone in my telephone conversation with her was bad and rude. My thoughts and my emotion then was driven by my selfish heart's desires. There was no trace of love and compassion in my words, no evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in me in our conversation. After the telephone conversation with my mom, and after she hung up the phone, I felt terribly convicted of my bad behavior. That night, I prayed and asked God to forgive me for my sinful behavior. The next day, I visited my mom and apologized to her for my bad behavior towards her and asked her to forgive me. So as I was doing my devotion, I thank the Lord for his word in John 15 verses 4 to 5. It reminded me of this telephone incident with my mom and taught me how I must abide in our Lord Jesus Christ to enable me to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Knowing this truth from God's word teaches me to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, to cling on to his word and his promises, and to apply in my life. I can only do this by reading the Bible every day, by doing my quiet time and devotion every day, to hide God's word in my heart and practice and apply what I've learned from our Lord every day. In this way, I can stay firmly connected and abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, to be thoroughly and be continuously nourished with his word, to bear fruit for the glory of God. I thank the Lord for teaching us and reminding us from John 15, 4 to 5, that when we abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, he abides in us. And only when we abide in our Lord Jesus Christ can we bear fruit for the glory of God. If we are abiding in Christ, we will remember God's word in us, and in every situation in our lives, we will be constrained by his word to be obedient, to follow Christ, and to walk in a narrow path of righteousness. If we are abiding in Christ, we will be filled with the word of God and the Holy Spirit to enable us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, to think, to behave, and to feel with the desires of a heart for God. In every moment of our lives, how we show up, how we talk, how we feel, how we behave, how we think, will be guided by the word of God and the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ as we abide in him. I'm thankful to the Lord for his grace to remind us of the two learning points from his holy word. Like the pertinent reminder about Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples at the close of the Last Supper, this precious truth in John 15, 4, 5, to abide in him so as to bear fruit for the glory of God, is also pertinent to us today in every moment of our lives. So as children of God, let us hide this precious truth from John 15, 4 to 5 in our hearts, to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, to receive and trust and obey God's word, to bear fruit, to glorify God, and enjoy him forever. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for reminding us of how much we depend on you and our Lord Jesus Christ for your word in our lives. Father, may you help us. Help us to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ in every moment of our lives, that we may be fruitful to live our lives pleasing unto you for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.